Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Don't look now, Boston, but we got a freight train of baseball awesome running right up and down the Pacific West Coast. It's like the Trans-Pacific Railroad of victory. Got off in Seattle, making its way to San Francisco next. Dan Ball, your baseball team has won 9 of their last 12.
Wow.
4 series in a row.
Didn't know it was possible.
Dealt away their highest paid, well, second highest paid player, because St. Bregman is getting $40 million average annual value. But if we're talking about the breadth of the entire contract, then you've dealt away your highest paid player.
In franchise history, no less.
In franchise history. A guy that was signed to a bloated deal who, upon being dealt away, left Stiz Grimey in his hoodie-footy Red Sox pajamas, crying next to an empty half rack of Sam Adams light summer drinks all up in his Fenway Fields.
It was so intense, I did Sam Summer. I'm not going light. That was a horrible day. I was
brutal.
Eating my feelings.
Did you really?
Yes! When I got the new Ben & Jerry's. Like, now they have the pint. I forget what it's called.
They've had pints for forever.
Whatever. But now they have a new one.
It's called what?
A double. I forget.
No,
it's
repeat exactly
Wait,
what
is
you
it
just called.
Uba Scoopa?
Something like
an
that.
Uba Scoopa? Have you ever said anything more Boston than Uba Scoopa?
But I ate it all. That's
Did
what
you really?
Yes.
Have you ever, by the way, side note, there are going to be a lot of side notes today.
What happened?
What's that?
What happened?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Everything's fine.
Like the shades.
Thank you very much. You know what it was? It was just, there was just so much sun on my drive up today that my eyes feel a little tired. They're a little fatigued. So I'm just letting them catch up to the bright lights of our studio. And by the way, you can listen to WEEI Afternoons, obviously 93.7 FM. We are New England Sports Original. WEEI.com, our fabulous affiliates, or the Odyssey app. You probably use it all the time, Dan.
Love
Ball.
It. Love it. And it's free, which
is
my
free.
Favorite thing in the world as a producer in
radio.
Yeah,
of course. You can go to the Google store. You can go, what do they call it? The Android store? The Android shop?
I just go to the Apple store.
Android.
I don't concern myself
with
that.
The App Store, Android Corner. What is that what they call it in Chelsea these days? Android Corner? Yeah? Okay.
Sure, we'll go with that.
We'll go to the Apple Store, whatever. Download it today. You can listen to all of our podcasts. And, of course, you can take in the show, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or YouTube Live. Nothing to see here.
Nope.
Everything's fine.
Not a thing. Just focus on the audio, the words. And
the words.
That's all we
need. Don't forget, guys, sports radio, this is an aural medium. A-U-R-A-L. Aural medium.
Fantastic.
You're very welcome. Stiz, were you really that upset that you got into extra snacks, extra bevs and whatnot? And have you gotten over it at this point as our now resident super fan in residence?
I mean, was I upset that we
super
traded away our best player? Yes, I was. Is it helping seeing Devers hit, balls out, singles, doubles? No, not really helping. I did
smiling,
the Giants.
Smiling for the San Francisco Giants now, just in bed with the enemy for the next almost decade, smiling, waiting to just get after you this
exactly.
weekend.
Exactly. The Red Sox did win last night. The Giants did lose. So, I mean,
justice.
Finally, it's been served.
It has been served.
On the same day where
finally, justice
South
in
Shore,
Boston.
Finally, justice
served.
In Boston. as the South Shore dysfunctional retrial of the century, a.k.a. Karen Reed 2.0. Electric Canton Boogaloo comes to a close mercifully. By the way, Rafael Devers loses, and the Red Sox win a huge game, 3-1, taking 2 out of 3, the rubber match from the Seattle Mariners, making their way victoriously to Oracle Park tomorrow night, 10:15. You are not going to want to miss First Pitch, be it on the television, your interwebs, or, of course, right here, Dan Ball, on the Red Sox Radio Network. Who do we know is on the call? Is it going to be... It'll be Fleming and...
I believe it's still Lou. Let me double Fleming check that Lou? On Ooh. The fly. Here That'll we go. Here juicy. We go. It is Will Fleming and Lou Maloney.
That couldn't
so
be...
I'm not sure there's a better duo given the stage and what they're going to be talking about than those two.
Yeah.
Given that they have been boots on the ground for this whole thing. I heard their voice recording on the Section 10 podcast with them live on the plane after Rafael Devers was unceremoniously escorted off of it. So otherwise they've seen known this as thing the, from beginning to end.
Otherwise known as the reverse Mirabelli.
Yes, absolutely.
He was police escorted into town to save Tim Wakefield back in 2006 upon reacquisition. Man. And Rafael Devers was asked, as if he were somebody who believed there was a snake person on the plane, was uncomfortable with the size of the passenger next to him, or couldn't stop releasing flatulence, was asked to be removed from the plane, Ubered back to the stadium, the ballpark, if you will, that he used to call his home, and then flown across country on another airline to his new home team. Good luck. God bless. Farewell.
And don't let the door hit your ass on the way out.
Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you. The question of the day here now on WEEI Afternoons, your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens alongside Dan Ball, a.k.a. Danny Ballgame.
Hello.
Oh, Craig Breslow's here.
Breslow.
All right.
Hello.
How you doing, Craig?
We got Hello.
Hello.
It is you I'm looking for. And I can see it in your eyes. Or hello from the outside. Let's see how many songs involving the word hello we can have Breslow bot do for us. Great new addition to the show. What do you think, Andy and Stiz Grimy, Stanley Bruno behind the glass today, our production assistant, of course, the legend of Javon, Jacob Lesnar, with us too.
Love it.
I wonder how Breslow feels about the fact that people around town think he is even more robotic than before. Not just in the fact, in the manner in which he's conducted himself in press avails this week, Dan. Obviously, the Zoom Monday night explaining how and why the Rafael Devers deal had to happen when it did. But also just the AI story that leaked out, which I know we'll get to later on in the hour, and the Red Sox subsequent confirmation of it. I wonder how everybody inside the walls of Fenway Sports Group and the Red Sox at large feels about the way they have been discussed and perceived over the past week.
I'd wonder about that as well. I'd wonder if maybe some of your new age employees, your driveline era of Red Sox employees are not overly bothered by it because that's just the way of the world and the way that they believe things should be done. I would also wonder if there's maybe an older guard pre-Breslow and Bloom era Red Sox employee that's looking at some of these stories and going,
not great.
Not great.
It's learning. It's like working. You know what it's like being here now that we've discovered our Breslow bot voice generator? It's like either working at a Radio Shack in the 80s or like when a kid was given their first Texas Instruments speak and spell.
Yeah.
And your parents are like, this is great. You know,
they'll
phonetically, what could possibly go wrong? Yeah. And eventually they were just like, fart, 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 boob, boobs, toilet.
Nice shades, Nick.
Oh, it hurts to laugh. Why must it hurt to laugh?
I feel like maybe there's some Red Sox people that are going, finally, this is out there. I wonder if there's a subsect of the front office that is going, this is the way that they've been forcing us to do things. This is the kind of the changeover and the penny-pinching way that we're operating. And they're going, finally, this is shedding some light. I'd wonder about that.
I would as well. 617-779-7937, of course, is your telephone number to text into the program or give us a call if you want to weigh in with your current Red Sox thoughts as well. Just to set the table on today's program, our old pal Ted Johnson, 3-time Super Bowl champion. You out of your mind, bro? Big Ted comes in at 3 o'clock today, and we'll do our 3-point stances as well. 4 o'clock, we're going to get into some Patriots action because it's been a little bit, it's been a minute at least since we've talked a little football. We'll also talk some rumors surrounding your Boston Celtics as well. Seems there are a couple of teams that are just randomly, or is it random, associated or possibly tied to your Boston Celtics, Dan, with potential trade rumors floating around that would turn ahead, to say the least. And, of course, we'll wrap things up today. 5:30, quiz with Stiz.
Oh, boy.
And today, is it me versus Ted?
I go to the quiz master himself.
That's right.
Now, you set the parameters, of course. You welcome the participants into the Kumite, Stanley.
Yep, that's right. Talk to Ted. He's like, oh, bring it.
Really? Well, yeah, unlike a lot of times on the middle of the field, whether it was at the old Foxborough Stadium or Gillette Stadium or on the road, I got to say this. Johnson, you're going down.
Ooh. I would like you to see that come 3 o'clock and on when you say it to his face.
Well, it already looks like I got taken down by Ted Johnson, so it's all good. Dan, let me ask you this. So yesterday's win, 3-1,
yep,
big one for the Sox. Crochet doesn't have, I won't say it's the most electric stuff we've seen from the pig.
Wasn't the most efficient start that he's had recently.
A little wild, a little outside the zone. We had some wild pitches, a little bit of zone control. However, still, gets the job done. It is a quality start. Yep. 6 hits allowed over 6 innings, only 1 earned run.
What a world where that is his less than stellar start.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you? It's unbelievable.
It's so refreshing.
It's like I saw yesterday people making a lot online of like, wow, can you believe this? Imagine getting charged with OUI and celebrating all night long. just to contemporarily frame it.
Yeah.
Imagine getting charged with an OUI and being like, yes, thank God, the nightmare is over. And now for Garrett
Crochet. Just imagine any of that.
Stiz is still just like, I feel like a justice was not done.
I don't, but listen.
You don't?
Are you doing
your 3-point stance? How many times have I told you off mic? You should definitely jump in with a 3-point stance on this today.
Are you doing it on what we
discussed? How many times have I told you off mic things that I can't tell you on the record, frequency modulated, broadcast to the millions, things that I have heard, things that people that I know, that tells you that justice was probably served yesterday.
Well, I don't agree. And I actually spoke
over easy, home fries, rye toast.
I spoke to someone that you know very well last night who also agrees with me. So
really?
Yep.
You spoke to my wife?
No.
Oh, okay. She doesn't care.
Did you get backed into as well? Is that
does
why we're
look
why
like
we're,
that?
That's what
happened. Does yep, look like yep. that?
Yeah, actually, we had a little Karen Reed role play. I lost.
Oh, you lost. Yeah.
I make no jokes about that because John O'Keefe, rest in peace, obviously, member of the Canton Police Force, also brother of Kristen O'Keefe, who I went to high school with at Braintree High. She lost her battle with cancer about 15 years ago, which is why her children were in John's care, which it's truly an American tragedy. I heard Keefe and Jones doing a great job on middays of when this finally becomes a Hollywood feature film, who's going to play who, who's O'Keefe, who directs, and most importantly, who plays Karen Reed. I still say Emily Blunt plays Karen Reed, John Krasinski directs.
Oh, I like that. I got from just a facial structure perspective, I actually texted a friend of mine about this. The woman, Britt Lauer, who played Heli R in Severance, has a very similar facial structure to Karen Reed. So that would be my casting decision.
Very good. Stiz, when you get a chance, weigh in with who you'd like to see play Karen Reed whenever that Hollywood feature film comes out. Kind of have like a Gone Girl type of vibe to it. So I guess you could also have like an Affleck get in on that.
Amy Schumer can play her.
Oh, Amy God. Schumer. Are you nuts?
Karen may want to play herself.
I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised. Anyway, back on the other side, back on the proper baseball side of the tracks. So the baseline now for Crochet is, you know, not perfect, yet still goes up against a team that doesn't necessarily mash as well. The Mariners try to win baseball games the same way the Red Sox do right now, which is manufacturing or generating a couple of runs, playing solid defense, and then, of course, elite level or, if not, top-tier pitching. Sox, absolutely, the rest of the way, the bullpen was phenomenal yesterday. Once again, what do you have now? 10 innings in a row from my guy. You've got the unscored. Then the fact that they go 6 with Crochet, and then Chapman pitches the 8th, correct?
Yes, sir.
Looking like money once again. And yep. Weissert in the 9th. Interesting roll of the dice by Bailey and Corey yesterday to not have the guy that has been throwing absolute nitrous. He's beyond throwing standard petroleum now. Like, Chapman has been throwing nitrous. And he throws the 8th. And was that a matchup-related issue?
It was. So yeah. Chapman came in the 8th to face the top of the lineup. Mm-hmm. So you're dealing with Julio Rodriguez, and you're dealing with the big dumper in the number 3 spot. And his splits from a power perspective suggest that if you get him to the right side of the plate, he's a better average hitter, but he's far less effective hitting home runs. Mm-hmm. So you're like, all right, I'll take a single from Cal Raleigh on the right side against Chapman if he can manage to get a good swing on a ball. And that's exactly what he didn't do. And that was something that was brought up during spring training when they signed Chapman, because mm-hmm. there were still questions. This is when Liam Hendricks was a factor in all of this. There mm-hmm. were still questions of, okay, so who's your closer?
Right.
Who's your 9th inning guy?
Nobody wanted closer by committee. I know Hart railed against it. Many Red Sox fans at large and the nation also railed against that they just want a dedicated guy. It's fun to know when it's time, when it's winning time in baseball. This is the guy we trust.
9 times out of 10, 15 times out of 16, to come in and slam the door and secure the victory.
I don't remember a lot of championship caliber teams not having that one guy. I guess maybe last year the Dodgers kind of got away with just having a bunch of great high leverage arms, but they still had Blake Treinen. He's closer adjacent, so I'm very much in team. You have a designated closer, but after spring training, we really didn't see it. Chapman became your closer. He's been dynamite, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, and you really didn't have to have it. But I loved it. I thought it was dynamic managing on the fly, and something that we have called for so much.
Dynamic managing. Save that one, Stiz. And Dan Ball, tuck that one away. I like that. Dynamic managing. I like that.
And I'll define it for you, and it's something, Fitzy, that we've asked for so much. Managing with a feel for the baseball game. You felt that 1, 2, and 3 were the part of the lineup in an offensively weak team that could hurt you the most, and you made a decision that was going to back that. I loved seeing that.
Bravo, Danny. Loved it. That's what I have said about Cora for years. Now, I know this year many people have said that Alex Cora has turned into more of a PR spokesman or a front man. Basically, he's the press secretary in a lot of ways. Or the subsecretary beneath Sam Kennedy, because he has to answer so many questions
right.
about so much dysfunction, so much turmoil.
Well, I mean, we heard from Craig Breslow a few moments ago on the show. You can understand why you might want to have somebody with a little bit of a human touch compared to what we just
Correct.
Heard.
And one of the things that I've said to Lou Merlone many times, both on air and off, about why Alex Cora is so popular, why Lou loves him, and not just because they're both former ball players and utility infielders, but the way that he handles games. I love Alex Cora's, now here's where the dynamic managing comes in, his ability to both play the old-fashioned feel for the game, like this is what my hunch and gut tell me to do. Okay, here's the research, here are the analytics, this is what the advanced metrics and research tells you to do. And you have to, that the constant job, you're managing these personalities, you have to know who's feeling what. Maybe somebody slept like crap. Somebody's kid is sick back home. Someone's feeling really good today. And then you have to mix that with the environment, the momentum, the in-game feel, and, of course, the stack of papers that Nerdtron delivers on a regular basis, Driveline, and everybody else. It's difficult. It's incredibly difficult. I would think managing a baseball game used to be one of the easiest things to do in professional sports. Skip would just sit back, arms rested over the gut, chawing on a little tobacco right there with the wool cap pulled down. And, you know, you would trust your veterans. You have your guys go out there and get it done and let it be. And now it must be so much more complex, so much more difficult, so much more next level. And that's what I love about Cora.
Well, that's I think, kind of what split a lot of the fan base on him. It's a great point that you bring up, because the part of the fan base that still really likes him and thinks that he's the best man for the job believe that one of his strengths is managing all of those different elements, the feel versus the analytics, while also being a frontward facing personality mm-hmm. for the team. His critics, I think, started to believe, and there were decisions that would suggest that this might have been true, that he did become a bit of an employee of the numbers, that he was just, all right, well, the paper says I'm doing this, or the iPad says I'm doing this, so I'm going to walk out to the mound and do this. And his only real role where he was showing his true self was when he would speak to us or speak to the media or wherever else. That's why I was so pleasantly surprised with how yesterday was handled. And maybe the last, say, week or 10 days or so, ever since this turnaround has gone on, you've seen the starters going longer into games, more trust from your coaching staff and your starters, and it just seems like all of the questions that were coming with your manager maybe are starting to dissipate a little bit after things were reaching a point where you either needed to turn it around or big changes were happening. So I don't know if it's a coincidence. Maybe they're just playing better baseball, but I've really liked the way that it seems like Alex Cora is impacting these games over this last hot streak.
617-779-7937. If you would like to weigh in, are you comfortable with the way your Boston Red Sox are likely going to have to win games for the foreseeable future? We know the lineup is going to get a couple of jolts in the next few weeks, both in the return of Willie Abreu, which should be sooner, and if we're to believe reports as well as the videos we've seen of Alex Bregman in his rehabilitation training back at Fenway, looks like he is a little more game, might be back a little bit sooner than later. So you could get a lefty and a righty jolt back in the lineup as well. But until then, and maybe even shortly thereafter, Dan, they're going to have to try to win games 3-1, 4-3. What is it, 8 games in a row where they've scored 4 runs or fewer?
Yeah.
And yet still here they are on the winning side of things as well. San Francisco, a little offensively anemic themselves, hence why they were so eager to get in bed with your former designated hitter. And
funny how that works when you can't hit the ball great.
Wine drinking whiner in residence now. He is your problem, San Francisco. Looking to, by the way, just a little tease into tomorrow as well. We're looking to get one of our sister stations from San Francisco involved so we could do a little bi-coastal preview, Red Sox and San Francisco Giants style. That should be a lot of fun as well. When we come back, we're going to get into a little bit more of the spillover of the Rafael Devers drama and dysfunction. Seems like a couple of former members of Red Sox Nation, a couple of probably my favorite two Red Sox of all time, are now in a little bit of a, would you call it a spat? Is it a disagreement?
A little kerfuffle, if you will.
It's not a full-blown feud yet, right?
No, it's not unless David Ortiz sends another shot across the bow. Then we're starting to get into feud territory. This is divisive to the point where the biggest legends in this century of Red Sox baseball are starting to disagree about how it's being handled.
Which is actually kind of not just for making radio in the summertime as well. This is kind of a big deal. We'll see which side of the Devers drama you come down on, Team Pedro or Team Poppy. All that and more when we come back here on WEEI Afternoons with Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Dan Ball. And now let's catch up on everything trending in the wide world of sports with Dan Ball.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A strong statement in defense. Dare I say, 97 up by the chin. From El Duro, Pedro Martinez. To those accusing Rafael Devers of being a bad teammate, of tearing up the Red Sox locker room emotionally from the inside out, those words the other night, I believe, on the Major League Baseball Network. Strong, strong statement. Since then, David Ortiz has spoken in response to that, and Pedro Martinez has offered more. We'll get to that in just a minute. You are listening to WEEI Afternoons here on Boston Sports Original, 93.7 FM. Your old pal Nick Stevens, a.k.a. Fitzy, the guy with the hat and the sunglasses. Twitch chat offering some interesting theories as to why I'm wearing shades and a brim today.
I very much enjoyed this.
It is. It's very, very, it's very entertaining. We'll have to figure out a time to read the best of why.
And yes.
Then give everybody the less than satisfying reason. Yes,
you don't think people will be satisfied?
I don't think so.
That's too bad.
I don't think so.
It's going to be kind of like, that's what I guess it was going to be.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to fully guess that.
Right.
It's not just going to be like, oh, wow, man, Fitzy finally started a fight club.
I saw the acronym FAFO.
Yep.
That's that. No. I saw that a couple times.
No, it was more RAFO.
Ah.
I'll get to that in a second.
Gotcha. Okay. Red Sox.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Good old RAFO. I was in a saloon talking to somebody defending Craig Breslow, and somebody obviously was a Devers fan, and you know, things got heated quickly.
And the computer punched you in the face. Got it.
Hey, so all right, so on that front, Pedro Martinez coming out and making such a strong statement in defense of Rafael Devers against everybody who may have been criticizing him, saying he was in the wrong. He was doing an emotional injustice to his team. Other people saying he was a bad teammate, a liar. Your initial thought to that?
I was surprised to see anybody that heavily involved that's been connected to the Red Sox on either side of the street.
Same.
I was taken aback by David Ortiz, and I was taken aback by Pedro and Manny Ramirez, all three of whom were extremely vocal about this, just because of how quiet and how businesslike the current players for the Red Sox have been. Because all three, Pedro, Manny, and David, in certain instances have kind of, I'm sure they witnessed things like this behind the scenes. They might have been participants in behind the scenes things, contract related things. I mean, David Ortiz was 1 year contract after 1 year contract after 1 year contract for the rest of his career, and I'm sure that for the majority of the end of his career, and I'm sure that didn't go over great.
I know, but at the same time, I think we can all say, if I may interject quickly, think we can all say we would rather see players on 1, 2, and 3 year deals, because these 8, 10, and 14 year deals are just absurd. They're ruining the sport. I think they're ruining the game. They're turning all of these players, like, you shouldn't have to worry about, is Rafi Devers going to be in shape when he's 39? What's Juan Soto going to look like in a Mets uniform when he's 41? It's ridiculous.
Anyway. I mean, I'd like to bridge the gap on that. I'm not looking for a 14-year deal, but I'd like to see a 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I'd like to know that somebody's going to be here during more of their prime than they're not going to be here.
Major League Baseball Players Union, obviously the strongest of the four major North American sports unions. Do you think there would be any way there could be some pushback from ownership so they could get a cap? Like, obviously, what do you have, 5 year deals in the NBA?
Right.
I don't think there is in the NHLPA.
There is, it's between 7 and 8, depending on if you're re-signing or signing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's logic. 14 year deals are dumb.
Oh, yeah. In the NHL.
Started with Pujols, and it's just gotten worse and worse. Trout, I mean, Mike Trout, one of the greatest ball players of all time.
Right.
His 12 year deal is going to be an absolute lead balloon. Weighing, or it's going to be kryptonite for the Angels, who already suck to begin with.
And in a year and a half, when the MLB and their Players Association lock out, this is going to be probably agenda item number 1, 2, and 3
mm-hmm.
of why they're doing that and what they're going to have to try to get over. And as we know, those sides don't usually get along.
Not very much. As a matter of fact, you know what, Stiz, just for context for the audience as well, can we hear the rest of Pedro Martinez's strongly worded statement coming out in defense of Rafi Devers against those who are accusing him of... I don't know, we'll say poisoning the water hole in the clubhouse?
You're going to tell me he's a bad influence in the clubhouse? He's not. Does he want to play every single day? Yes, that's probably why he was mad. Well, the thing got mishandled from the get-go. And I think if I'm Jimmy and I'm Grandy and we have an ex-teammate or a teammate that's not doing things like they should be doing, we pull him aside, all three of us, and we convince him to come into the things that we want to do together. This should have been in the hands of baseball people, not front office people, not leaking it to the media, not having a back and forth between the media and Alex and Sam Kennedy and Breslow.
See, my favorite thing that he said there, I don't know. It seems to me that Rafael Devers was not the greatest teammate. Otherwise, you think you would have heard more current, now former teammates coming out saying, like, this is terrible. I mean, I can't believe they did. Then again, they also want to hold on to their jobs, or maybe they're just relieved that the drama is over and they can breathe again in the clubhouse.
Right.
I imagine Alex Cora feels the same way. But I do love when Pedro said, this should have been handled by baseball people.
Right.
Once you got the front office involved, once you got more executives involved, and then Devers, foolishly enough, grabbing the flash grenade and lobbing it towards ownership and management, saying, why don't you go do your job and go find a first baseman? That's, I think, to me, I think that's whether, what you can say that one, you can say taking ground balls at third, you can say the meeting with John Henry. I don't know what the proverbial final straw was, Dan. I think it's when, and Corey even said with us last Wednesday on EEI Afternoons, he said, Tuesday. He said it this week with us Tuesday. He said, you can't talk back at management. You can't disrespect management like that. So that tells me, like, when he told Breslow, go blank in your hat, pound sand and kick rocks without socks, I think that, like, okay, fine. That's fine. You know, do as well as you can until we find your new house.
That seemed to be the point where it shifted from, we're going to try to work this out, we're going to try to find a happy medium that works for all involved, into, you're right, into, okay, the Devers camp might want this done. We are going to need to get this thing done. I also found it interesting that Cora said he's known for about a week that they were going to do this, mm-hmm. which loosely ties in. I was trying to go back and find out, okay, so what happened a week ago?
Stadium incident?
I guess that, yeah, not running out the ground ball. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it's him taking ground balls at shortstop with Sam Kennedy in the Nesson booth, basically getting mocked by Devers on the field. All those happened within a couple days of each other that seemed to kind of lead to this whole thing boiling over. He brings up an interesting point about baseball people. So is that a way of loosely saying this should have been handled by Alex Cora and never got up to the front office?
I think that's his way of saying it should have been handled by the hitting coach,
right?
By Alex Cora, by teammate, whatever, whoever.
Not nerds is basically what he's saying.
No nerds, fewer nerds, more baseball people. You know, David Ortiz did say that they should have left him at DH as well, but there was that point earlier in spring training when I think even we asked Alex if David Ortiz was going to step in or feel the need to be called upon and intercede, and he said no. And then I think it was 10 days to 2 weeks later, then David Ortiz says he's going to reach out to Rafi, because that's when he was pitching the biggest of all the fits.
Right.
Speaking of which, I want to get to, I was just going to take a couple of calls on David Ortiz, and they decided to part ways with us. Well, if you want to call back, 617-779-7937, that's your number. Ortiz did issue a statement, yes?
He did. So on Instagram Live, he said, and this is loosely translated, "You employees go against the check signer. See if you're going to last 2 days. I did everything they told me to, and today I'm earning a lifetime salary from the Red Sox, and everyone there loves me."
Ooh!
A lifetime salary. Now, what I'm curious about
Is he on, like, Pro Sox retainer?
He certainly may be in, like, an ambassadorship type role.
Ambassadorial cheerleader type of... I mean, he is literally larger than life. I mean, David Ortiz is as synonymous with the Boston Red Sox as any player of the last 50, 75 years.
So as you get Ortiz kind of differing from Manny Ramirez and Pedro Martinez, mm-hmm. it calls the question, are Manny and are Pedro on a lifetime salary from the Red Sox?
Probably
is there,
not.
Is there a financial benefit for David Ortiz taking the side on this that he has versus where Pedro and Manny are being a bit more inflammatory in kind of stating their anti-Red Sox case about this? Either way, all four are from the Dominican Republic, and we heard this mentioned in the offseason when you were talking about moving players from positions. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of respect and a lot of pride that comes with playing baseball and with those kind of decisions, and a lot of the conversation around moving him off of third base was related to his pride and how much he takes mm-hmm. in playing
I'm
in the field.
I'm a third baseman.
Exactly. So I think that's a lot of what's going on, why you're seeing all three relate to Rafael Devers on such a level, but I wonder if there's a little financial kick into where David Ortiz
Pop
is coming
is a
from.
A mouthpiece for the organization.
Right. And
yeah, I was compensated
in order to be so.
Exactly.
Which is
does
fine.
That,
which,
does
hey,
that
it's
bother
fine.
You, though, because he loves the organization so much? He
no,
won three World Series with them?
Doesn't bother me in the least, but just take what he's saying with a grain of salt
yeah.
and understand the motivations and why people like Pedro and Manny may have different motivations.
Yeah, they're not currently on the payroll. Pedro hasn't pitched for the Red Sox in 20 years. Manny got traded away 17 years ago, whereas David Ortiz played less than a decade ago for the Red Sox and is ultimately synonymous with all things Red Sox. He has basically stuck around almost as like a de facto non-Wally mascot, cheerleader, PR guy, spokesfan, what have you. So that does that. See, that clouds the picture. That clouds our judgment on this right now.
I think it clears it a little bit for me.
It does.
I just think it makes it easier for me to understand where the different players in all of this are coming from. Okay, so David Ortiz is defending the organization. Perfect. Got it. Understand. Manny Ramirez and Pedro Martinez are giving the perspective that certain players in the Red Sox locker room probably have about the way that the organization treated Rafael Devers. And that's just kind of where both are coming from. So you just, to understand the proper context, it at least makes me understand, because on surface level, why the hell would David Ortiz and Pedro Martinez and Manny Ramirez be beefing with each other over something that has nothing to do with any of the three of them?
Considering how tight they were, and
exactly.
Probably still are at this point.
Right, but it adds just a bit more context. And by the way, that this extends to the Ortiz family, because Tiffany Ortiz put up a picture on her Instagram story of a golden lifetime pass to Fenway Park that she was given by the organization. So this is the Ortiz extended family that is really in bed with the Red Sox organization.
603 texter, by the way, thank you guys for putting on your participants and jumping in the chat today. 603, sounds like Pedro is blaming Cora because Cora is the baseball guy who should have been handling it. Let's see, 978, no cause or Ortiz. Oh, geez, there's so many coming in right now. 978, if Rafi is a third baseman, then why didn't he ever get better? Okay, 617, John Henry saved David Ortiz's life. Ooh, that's right.
Right.
Following the infamous mistaken identity issue in the Dominican about a half decade ago.
Important to note. All this is important to note, again, for the conversations that we then see in front of cameras.
And there you go, right there. 339, Red Sox players are not supporting Devers because it's a bunch of guys who need to keep their jobs. Let's not look too much further into this. Okay, maybe it's as simple as that. Or maybe it's more complicated. Will we ever know? I'm not sure, but we'll keep discussing it because that's what we do. 617-779-7937. There's your telephone number. When we come back, our own Rob Bradford, who professes that baseball is not boring, and it certainly hasn't been around here the last couple of weeks, and is also someone who can probably relate to why I have a hat and sunglasses on in studio today, caught up with Craig Breslow on the West Coast about this whole AI kerfuffle. Let's see if we can actually get some baseball intelligence on why the Red Sox use AI. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wait, you mean you guys actually talk to people? Like real human interaction? Not when forced or pressed into engagement after trading away your most expensive and potentially popular player? Oh, wow.
How do you define what talk?
Yeah, exactly. How do you define
human to human?
Converse.
By the way, they did that Zoom call after the Devers trade. I thought they should never make Craig Breslow do that again.
No.
Because he already sounds like a robot, so when he's behind a computer screen, it just exacerbates the issue. We gotta make Craig sound like not an android moving forward. So that
Hello.
Would be my
thank
you.
And thank you for choosing to interview for the Boston Red Sox front office. Would you please state your name and age, as well as relevant work experience that makes you the perfect candidate for this job?
Like, tell me how much different that sounds than Breslow on the Zoom call.
Not much.
Right? That's my PR tip of the day. Not that I'm going to help.
He's not Michael Scott, but he is absolutely. I mean, I know the guy pitched. I know he's super smart. He's Ivy League educated. He's got a mega. He's a mega mind.
Yeah. What happened in those? He was on the 2013 team, wasn't he? He's a World Series champion.
I guarantee.
Was he talking to Mike Napoli like that? Like, hello, my good friend and teammate.
Mike Napoli, closest.
Ready for a baseball game today?
Mike Napoli, probably the closest to Shane Gillis the Red Sox have ever had in terms of a baseball player.
Yeah.
Still one of the most iconic, indelible images of the last quarter century of the Red Sox. Two of them from that same night when they were celebrating the 2013 World Series championship. Mike Napoli behind the bar, dart in mouth, serving drinks at like 1 in the morning, shirtless. Later on, like 3 in the morning, Mike Napoli, completely shirtless, walking home, dart in mouth. Later on, like, absolute legend.
Coming from the baseball tavern? Rest in peace.
R.I.P. the baseball tavern.
Yeah.
We thank Brad Foe for that audio that he got for us out there in Seattle, speaking to Breslow, who, of course, was present to handle the Zoom
Hello.
Call.
Hello. My name is Craig, and I know baseball.
Oh, it hurts to laugh. And the reason why it hurts to laugh, I'll satisfy the Twitch chat's interest and curiosity now, or anyone watching live.
Oh, we're doing this now?
On YouTube, right? Yes.
Oh, let's go.
I pulled a Brad Foe. Yay, baseball. Brad Foe, infamously once, was riding around. Stiz, do you remember where it was? In which city Brad Foe had?
I want to say he was out west.
Like L.A. maybe?
I could be wrong, but
the birds and the Uber scooters and everything. I know they're all over Nashville. They're all over most major American cities, but I know they're just draped everywhere. They're New York, all over the sidewalks of L.A. Brad Foe infamously fell off a scooter once and got dinged up pretty good.
Right.
To the point where, like, ooh, Brad Foe, I don't know if I need to see the other guy. You definitely lost this one. Well, I can say this. Number one, wear your helmet. Always wear your helmet. You know how sometimes I sign off at the end of the show, like, take care of your kids, be responsible behind the wheel, whatever else. I still maintain all of that. Number one, always wear your helmet. Number two, please scoot responsibly, because here, I'll give everyone one quick look at how good I got it. Face plant. Right.
Nick Stevens is sporting bruises on every element of his face and somehow all of his teeth.
Still all of my teeth.
For the listening audience.
Proper cognition. Nothing broke. Super, 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 super lucky. But I, too, had a throttle brake issue on a scooter right over the handlebars. Karate chopped myself in the throat, elbow down, thankfully, to absorb some of the blow. But the cheek took the pavement. That one was pavement one, Fitzy nothing.
Mm. Usually is.
That sucked. That absolutely stunk. And so that's why I have a hat on and sunglasses today, everybody. I'll draw an end to the mystery as well.
Little flu game action going on here today. Which I'm
good
with.
But like, everything's working. I can talk. Thinking and talking doesn't hurt too much.
Right. So just to give a preview in about 3 hours when we play the quiz, and if you end up losing, just the bitching corner, this is going to be the main idea of what happens if you lose.
No excuses.
No excuses.
None whatsoever. And yes, Twitch chat, I appreciate everything. Looks like Fitzy fought a bouncy house and the bouncy house won. A lover's quarrel. Oh no, Fitzy fell off his tricycle. Fitzy started a fight club. What happened? Fitzy's wife must have been upset with him again. Very good. That's what it's there for. Internet, if you're going to have fun, at least have fun reasonably at someone's expense in good nature like that. Good job, Twitch. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. But yes, I pulled a Brad Foe and the pavement won. And I will definitely scoot as responsibly as possible going forward. And everybody always wear your helmet. Speaking of wearing your helmet, It's not the end-all, be-all that the Red Sox happened to deploy this AI-based service to weed out some of the initial candidates. I mean, anytime someone is like, hashtag open to work on LinkedIn, you go there and everything is AI-generated up until a certain point until you can actually reach a human. We discussed previously as well, you need to make a return on Amazon. You got to go change your ticket on an airline. You have a dispute over your cable bill. If you still have a cable bill, I have no idea why. Your electric bill, etc. It's always going to involve several levels now of artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done a weekend show in weeks. It's just AI for a couple hours.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
I think people around here would probably say you may be the closest to to AI sounding.
Thank you.
Just because you're so clean. It's polished. It's perfect. You're young. You're fresh. You get it.
There was a compliment in there somewhere.
There was. Ah, would you please? Don't be so sensitive. But the thing is,
Dan Ball to the rescue.
Breslow bought easily the best edition of the week. As Andy Hart has been away on vacation, he returns on Monday. Breslow bought a fabulous new addition to the show.
Yeah. I'm calling him for who won the week tomorrow, just preemptively. Breslow bought won the week.
1,000%.
Thank you.
It's just that it was a bad look this week. So his Breslow's rationale for why he uses it, understood. The wrong week for that info to slip out. And, of course, we learned of that via June Lee, who put together that blank show piece on the Red Sox and the dysfunction behind the scenes, to which the Sox have copped to. We full well understand as well. We know it's been a mess behind the scenes. Let me ask you this question, Dan, as we head towards break. Get ready for Big Ted to join the show and rally up some three-point stances. Do you believe the Red Sox, as they have told us, are in alignment?
Mm.
Do you believe, as Mary J. Blige once famously sang, there will be no more drama, that they will finally get all the dysfunction behind the scenes turned around?
No shot. Not unless there's a change in personnel at some level of the organization. I think your ownership hired front office executives who didn't get the chance to hire the manager, but they ended up hiring the pitching coach. I just think they're you and Ted were talking about this yesterday. There are too many spare parts, too many puzzle pieces that were put together from different boxes of puzzles, tried to force together to make the puzzle that is the 2025 Red Sox. You have too many old school, new school, computer, field driven pieces in this front office, and it's not going to fix itself until you physically create alignment in your hiring process. And you are laughing. And why is that?
I'm laughing not from you, because you did a great job explaining exactly why it's probably going to continue to remain that way. I know we got to go to break, Stiz.
It is laughable, though.
It is pretty laughable. 860, Fitzy pulled the tab back a little too hard on his last Gansett. 978, Fitzy, how about this one? I fought the tar and the tar
Ooh,
won.
Ooh, good one.
Well done. 617-779-7937. There's your telephone number. When we come back, speaking of fighting, we've got some fighting words for you. We're going to present a whole bunch of three-point stances on everything from recent legal judgments that have been rendered here in the state. We'll talk some baseball. We'll talk some football. And I got something to say about all you massholes on the road out there in my three-point stance as we head towards this first summer weekend. You are listening to WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.